بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم that he sent in this world to bring about good character and manners. Now these things are very important. As we always say this much, one is akhlaq hamida and one is akhlaq razila. Akhlaq hamida are those qualities which one has to possess himself to bring in his life. To bring himself, those qualities which called akhlaq hamida. Akhlaq hamida are those qualities like sabr, shukr, not to have anger in him, not to have pride. These are called akhlaq hamida. Akhlaq razila is the opposite of that. Those qualities which we must not have in us, like pride, anger, jealousy. So razil means those qualities which you must not have in us. So Hadith said, you like razil. Said, you want to have razil in you. Those things are not supposed to have it. So as far as possible, try to get rid of all akhlaq razila. Now it's obvious that these things can only be controlled, cannot come out of you. Cannot come. Sometimes a person begins to think that how am I going to take out these qualities, these bad qualities? These bad qualities will remain in you, but one is now you controlling those bad qualities. A person got anger in him all the time. Now if he wants to take that anger out, he thinks why I'm not anger not leaving me. You might have to have anger in you, so that you use it in the correct places. Anger you supposed to use in the correct places. In other words, one is to get angry for yourself, and one is to get angry for Allah Ta'ala. We get angry for ourselves, and we are supposed to get angry for Allah Ta'ala. So anger also used in the correct place. Like also you can come to realize you got miser, to be a miser. Miser is a very big sin. But you can mice in the correct places, where you must understand you are a soul mice. Then if someone tells you are a miser, you don't have to worry. Same case now, a person is very rich, has got a very close friend, and he says, give me some money for something that's haram, something we're not supposed to do. Now he must forget his friendship with him. His friendship with Allah Ta'ala. At that time he was mice. He said, not going to give at all. So where he's supposed to give miser, he's supposed to do that. We're not supposed to mind, there's something else. The same one, Allah Ta'ala, is someone asked for something, then it's given. Now just imagine, one Sahabi, he came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasul, I want something. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have anything. He gave him a list of paper and told him, go to a certain Sahabi. Now when he went to the Sahabi, but before he can enter the house, he could knock at the door. He hears from the outside, he hears the Sahabi telling the wife, the light is too big, make it short. The light is too big, make it short. Now this Sahabi thinking that he's asking the light so big, short, what he'll give me? What he'll give me? So, but yet because he was sent by Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he knocked at the door and he gave the thing. She read the thing. You know, the love for Nabi was unreal. That's why we can't reach the Sahabas at all. We cannot even talk bad one Sahabi to. Mahathir said, that person that I saw the Sahabi, we cannot look down at them. They saw Nabi Karim making wudu. The time when they should make wudu, the water is there to make sure the water will not reach the ground. Each one runs to put the water. One Sahabi, Nabi Karim told him, took out, some blood from the body, and told him, go throw it away in a hole. He said, yeah, there's no better hole than my stomach. And he drank the blood. So their muhabbat is something else. We can't even reach their muhabbat at all. So we must be very careful when we come to Sahaba Ikram. That's why Hazrat Gangui Rahmatullah, as you say, Ya Allah, let us give a little muhabbat and Nabi Karim, that Sahaba, and give us that little muhabbat. In other words, we do not fall in any category at all. So this thing is this matter that one should realize that So the sahabi looked at the paper and says that my shipment is coming, I'm giving whole shipment to you. You know you won't do that. No one will do that. Now he got worried. He said, why you worried? He said, even after this, come back. I come by the door and here you say to the wife, the light is too big, make it short. And here you're giving the whole shipment to me. You see, that light is sufficient for certain things, I must not use more than that. Now it's a lesson for us too, that we got lights in a place, in the house too. It does not mean you will leave the light on all the time. That means not being qadr of the thing. The light is there, does not mean one, because I got light now, let me just use it. Use how much you're supposed to use. Everything you're supposed to use, show Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I need the thing. Do not show distress, I mean, not misuse things. Now we will do all those things, but the sahabi said, no, this one now, if I use more than that, it will become israf. It will become extravagant. But now you are a needy person. For you now, Nabi can give letter that the whole thing goes to you too. So we must know how to differentiate things. Now there are many people at home, they use to put the lights on, whole night the light is on, without any reason, all the lights are on. Now you because you think you got it. No, show Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, you gave me this thing, but you must appreciate it. Do not just use it how you want to use it. It is a way of it. Do not misuse the lights too. Today you tell somebody, this is a miser. Do not concern what they say, use the correct thing to do. So the question here is to bring about akhlaq. Akhlaq is the most important. A man can do everything, but if his akhlaq is not right, then you must know he has achieved nothing at all. Once in a Sahaba Ikram, that they went and told Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that she's a woman, mashallah, she makes a lot of ibadat, she gives whole year, she gives fast too. And they praised the woman so much. But then Nabi Kareem said that what else? Then the only thing is that she's not good to the neighbors. She's not good to the neighbors. The moment she's not good neighbors, then Nabi Kareem said that all the good deeds that she had done, but because of not being good to the neighbor, for anyone else too, she had lost all the good deeds. Now just imagine now how hard she's working day and night, keeping fast, and making ibadah the whole night. But merely because of showing not good character and manners to the neighbors, everything you lose it out. So it's very important this month that we must have good character in us. As far as character is so wanted, that we know this month that my husband should tell us this month, husn-e khulq is a very important thing. Akhlaq, once you know, the Sahaba Ikram, Nabi Kareem told them that we are reading namaz, I seen that my ummah is reading namaz, making sajda, but there is a veil between them and Allah Ta'ala. There's a veil between them and Allah Ta'ala. While they're making namaz, there's a veil between them and Allah Ta'ala. And only those people who got husn-e khulq in them, Allah Ta'ala opened the veil for them. Allah Ta'ala opened the veil. So how important is akhlaq to how you treat people, how you talk to people? Your manners is very important. And that can only come into when you look down at anyone. You don't look down. So the control of one's character to bring that, when the first thing is anger. First thing is a person's anger is so bad that he does not control his anger, he loses everything. And that is a very big test for all of us, whether it's at home, whether wherever we are. You come to know of his character very quickly. That's why they say, a hunting dog will leave a hunting dog is going for his prey. But if he's not going for his prey, what is he supposed to do? He must listen to his master. He just holds the thing. But the moment the master holds us, and yet he carries on, then he's looking for danger. Likewise, your anger also. The moment you got anger in you, but moment you suppose you get angry, and the moment you the position was, I must not get angry, you must control his strength. No matter what it is, no matter how strong you are, no matter what, but the time when you're supposed not to get angry, you hold yourself straight away. This is what you call it. This is one thing that many people have got lost. They lost from you. That's why they say very quickly, make sabr. You make sabr at the time when you're faced with the situation. Not after you cause harm to someone, say, make sabar. That is the Nabi Karim Sassam was passing by, that one lady, she, her son passed away in a war, and while Nabi Karim was passing by, she did not meet the Rasulullah Sassam. So Nabi Sassam make sabar. So she just said, what you talk, you're making sabar. She did not realize that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And after when Nabi came back, then she came to Layati to Rasulullah. She told, oh, I will make sabar. He said, well, the time then you was when you was to make sabar is the time when you face the situation. Not at the time after the precipitation has already taken place and then you make sabar, then you don't call yourself. Likewise, someone talks of things off with you and cause harm to you, you have to have tolerance in you. You have to have tolerance in you. If you don't have tolerance in you, day after he, you know, he told all the bad things to the person, you took him to task, you belittled him, you hurt him so badly, and day after you think, hey, I regret why I'm doing that. That regret does not have at all. These are we today. We are like this. We take off with that person, take him left, right, and center, give him the worst word you tell him, and after, you know, I regret, man. Well, what regret for what? You've already caused harm to him. You already caused harm to him. So these are things that quality is supposed to have in us. As they say, husni khulq, the quality that you must have in us, that good quality, or bringing about husni khulq, good character, which means that it's supposed to be very, very akhlaq in us, which are also always to be having this, you know, good character. He says that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once a person asked him, what's the best thing in the world? What is the best thing? He said, husni khulq. Husni khulq means good character. He did not say you must keep fast. He did not say you must read nafil namaz. That's all that you are reading here. But he said, husni khulq, have good character. He said, good character. The reason why, because when you have good character, it destroys the sins. It destroys the sins as how you see, you know, the ice melts. When the ice, the sun hits the ice, it melts. Likewise, the person have good character, in the sins have been destroyed like that too. So how important it is that we have good character in us. We don't have those good characters at all. People, what's the good character? Good health. People, what's the good? Then sin that destroyed. I saw people among them. He said that, I mentioned that already. But this is a very important thing, that the akhlaq. So this removes a person, when he gets good manners and conduct, even if his habits, ibadat is not much. Sometime a person got very good character in him. He does not recite tahajjud namaz too. He may not even do other nafil namaz too. But he's got so good character in him that he surpasses those people making tahajjud namaz and all the good character, good deeds, because they do not have good character. A man may be doing a lot of good charity, giving all the things, he's keeping fast Mondays and Thursdays. I know people for years they're keeping fast on Mondays and Thursdays. They're doing all the things, but they got terrible habits. They get terrible and they get so angry. I'm telling you, why are you keeping fast? If you're getting angry, why are you keeping fast? You're keeping fast for who? You rather don't keep fast. You rather don't keep fast. I know one person came to me. His wife is complaining to me that, you know, how hard he's keeping fast today, but I regret why he's keeping fast. So you are keeping fast and keeping yourself happy, but not realizing that the anger that you got in you, you're supposed to take the anger out of you. If you do not have the anger in you, that will be better for you. The Nabi Karim said that person, he may not keep a nafil fast, he may not wake up in the early part of the morning to be ibadat, but his akhlaq is so great that akhlaq is surpassed, that person is surpassed the other person who making whole night making ibadat and whole year keeping fast. So we have to learn to bring about the quality of the good character in us. The good character we not have in us, that is what is causing all the harm in us. For example, if you look at it very carefully, that, you know, there was a very big buzruk. Now his wife is troubling so much. Why are bringing wife story? Because always the wives are the problems. Wives are the problems. If the wife, you can put them right, they'll put you right. That's the only reason why I speak of the wife, because that is the real problem in all our homes. We only get angry with the wife, you know. And they always tell me, why you take our part? You know, I say, not your part, you all are crooked people. So we have to take your part. So they say, that Buzruk, you know, his wife makes his life so miserable. So some of his friends have said, you know, why don't you divorce someone? I think it's enough now. Enough is enough. You know how we say, enough is enough. That you must not have any time to say, enough is enough. He says, you know what, I think you had enough now, please, man. Do me a favor, please now get rid of her. What a nice thing he said. He said, yes, you can divorce her. Then if I divorce her, what would Takli should go through? Now just look at him, he's not looking at what he's going through. We are so, you know, we worry ourselves. He said, if I divorce her, what will happen to her, Bichari? She'll be finished, you know. Right? Secondly, if she gets married to another person, I feel pity for that one. I feel pity for that one, what you go through. So I'd rather go through all the pain. All of you listen carefully, so you're also, if you're going through some pain, accept the pain. Because where there's pain, there's gain also. The gain is more higher because you're doing it for the sake of Allah, that you overlook all those things. So overlook it. So the Buzuk said very nicely that I don't want her to go through any taklif. And secondly, I don't want another person to go through any nafar. It's better that I go through the thing and overlook it. Like the other Buzuk, when he got that, you know, in the wall in his head, in his house, there's so much of mice coming. So Hazrat, you know, so many mice coming, why don't get a cat? So what's that, you know? We'll get a cat. Next time they came, no cat coming. Hazrat, the mice is still here. Say, what must I do? If I get a cat yet, where the mice gonna go? Into my neighbor's house. My neighbor's house. So let them enjoy in your house and overlook them. This is what you call husna khuluq. This is what you lock and you overlook your own. Your own, this is what Hazrat, forego your comfort for the comfort of others. You want others to be happy. You want others to be happy. This is what Kamal is this one. This is Islam, this teacher. Nabi Karim, that the true Sunnah Nabi Karim. Do not hurt anyone, do not cause harm. So the person said nicely, it's very easy for me to do that. I can get the cat. But what will happen to the mice? They'll go to my neighbors and they'll go. So, these were the condition of these people, that when the time comes, they make sure that taklif, if she gets married to someone else, the bichara, he'll get taklif, I'd rather pay all the taklif. Likewise, there was Khwaja Muddin Chisti, of course. He was a person, you all know him. One person to give a lot of taklif. Why am I saying that in this world to people giving us taklif? They're giving us taklif, all kind of taklif. You face with taklif. So this person will give a lot of taklif. Not leave alone give taklif, he should cause harm to him too. And all kind of words will tell him to him too, but he should not say a word. He should not say one. Coincidence that Muslim passed away. That person causing harm, he passed. Now when he passed away, this person, this buzuk went there, and he said, no what? He went to the qabr and read 2 rakat namaz. He said, Ya Allah, this person, if he caused any harm to me, do not take him to task. Do not take him to task. For my sake, do not take him. Forgive him and raise. But just imagine they should talk like that. And we talk like that, we must take revenge. And we have this in our hearts too. That's why the most important thing, a person's heart must be clean. From everyone, no matter who the person is, the person's heart must be clean. The kamal of a man is his heart is clean with everyone, because the heart belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Belongs to Allah. Likewise, he said, no, Allah Ta'ala, do not. Just imagine Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. When that person gave a heart clout, you know, he gave a heart clout. Listen to this, because when a person swears you, you want to swear him also. When a person tells you something, you look at him too. When you drive in the car too, when the person hooters, you want to look at him for 10 times, I'll see you. That's the way of life you are. You forget all the majlis too. The wife tells you, heard this majlis, said, leave the majlis after that. I'm telling you, this is what we are doing today. We forget everything. So Imam Hanifa Rahman, he gave him a heart clout. He just said, you know, I can also hit you too. I can also report you too. But never mind. Never mind. But I make dua for you. And I forgive you. And the time going for Jannah, I will not go without in Jannah. I said, Ya Allah, I will not enter Jannah without this person. Now just imagine how they should speak like that. And we speak like that. This thing. Likewise, another buzruk, you know. He always, sometimes you say, you have to have a guard. That one day that buzruk did not have a guard at all, and his hadi was not there. So one person came there, and took the knife and him 11 times stabbing. And he was in istighraq, he was doing the ibadah, whatever he was doing. But coincidentally, the blood was still flowing. They came, they saw the blood, they got hold of him. Now when they don't harm him, you cannot do anything to him. Please do not cause any harm to him. I don't want you to cause any harm at all. Be good to him. That I told you. Not, and he called him and said, please, do not cause any harm to him. I do not want you to cause any harm to him. Let him go nicely and give him one gift too. And told him, sorry man, you know when you use a knife, you must have got a gift. Soon like that. He's telling him like that by the same, you know, he's telling him, you know, I'm so sorry, man. When you're stabbing me, I know your hand is going to taklif. Allah must call you. They should talk like that, and we talk like that, that how we must cause harm to them. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our best example. Our best example, people were going out to kill him. Ransom was out. All kind of things were happening. What that in Makkah Sharif, what amount of taklif he underwent. They were all kind of taklif. But with all that, when he entered Makkah to Mukarrama, in Fatah Makkah, in entering, how did he enter? You think he entered with his shoulders out? He was bowing down, you know. His head was actually touching the camel, like he's in Sajda. And what he says? He said, anyone today, whatever he has caused harm to me, is all forgiven. And I said, what Yusuf alayhi salam told his brothers, I'm doing the same thing today. So these were the condition that which we supposed to have in us. But what we do today? We try our level there to take revenge. We try our level to make sure that we cause harm to this person. Until you don't cause harm, that person will not sleep properly too. Make all kind of plans to make sure cause harm. That is not akhlaq. Akhlaq is something like this. Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi, when a time that person came to strangle his neck, and then the moment he came there and they caught him and they want to report him to the police, what did he say? No, I'm telling you, let him go. They say, no, Hazrat, we can't let him go. He caused him. He said, I command you to let him go. Why? If he goes to jail, what will happen to his family? What will happen to his family? What a taklif they'll go through? What a hardship they go through? So how look at them, what they look at? And we, if something happens, Allah forbid, something happens, what is that? Yes, put him on. He must go to jail now. This was happened, that happened. That is not the way of Husna Allah. Husna khulq is a person, if you walk out that masjid now, is what person swears you to. He swears you, you don't even look at his face. Do not leave alone, take him to look at his face. You just walk away. My husband should tell us. I always give this incident because it's a very big example. When you're walking and someone is swearing at you, you will see a dog is barking at you. When a dog barks at you, you look at the dog. You say, you carry on barking and be my work too. So likewise, you say, a dog is barking. In this way, your isdai is taking place. The most important thing is being good akhlaq in us. Do not look down. Akhlaq is very important, good character. Because you face with different situations. Sometimes you get a phone call coming. You can hear a phone call coming. That person swears to left, right and center. How do you respond? How do you respond? He can tell you everything. But just imagine when Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, the person told him, I want to get married to your mother. Now if someone had to tell you that, what do you do to him? He said, I'll boot him. That's what you do. You forget to boot. What did he say? My mother is big enough. I'll ask her. And when he's falling, you're mocking. He's falling. And while he's falling, when he comes to the door and he opens the door, when he turns around, the man found out dead. He said, oh, no man sabarne usko marta. The sabar that he made, Allah Ta'ala took revenge on that. So very important it is that whatever happens, do not have tolerance in us. We have our tolerance. Tolerance is very important. Remember, whatever you do, think before you do. Bring that quality in us that we have good character in us. Someone has to tell the worst thing to you. Must pull control of yourself. Not word, just walk away like I'm nothing. I deserve it. Think of this like incident of Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi. When you walk in each day, you go to the mosque, and that person threw the ash on top there. What did he say to himself? He did not know who threw the ash, like how you and I will do. He said, carry on walking is good, the only ash has fallen, you fit for fire. So this is what we are supposed to bring in ourselves, good character. Akhlaq is very important. If you have good akhlaq in us, good character, that will take us away, far and far away. Because Allah Ta'ala says, The person who Nabi Karim was brought in this world to bring about good character and good morals. So no matter how much ibadat you can make, but if you haven't got good character in you, you lost everything. Allah Ta'ala hame is par amal ki taufeeq naseeb farma wa aakhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kulliha wa ajirna min khizyi dunya wa adhabil akhirah. Allahumma rabbana tawaffana muslimin wa alhiqna bi shuhada salihin. Fatir as-samawat anta waliyyi fid dunya wal akhirah. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.